KI News Time, 8:45. Good Friday morning, everybody. You know what time it is. That means it's our web wizard time. He's in with the web delivered in plain English. I have Dave Naves with me from DaveWorks. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Sarah.
How are you this fine Friday?
I am fantastic. Thank you for asking. How are you?
Good, good. Today, you're going to clear some stuff up about search engine optimization. Geez, I need a thesaurus. Search engine optimization, and that means becoming the top of the list, right?
That's right.
Okay.
That's exactly
Tell
right.
me more about that. Obviously,
sure.
I need to learn more.
Absolutely. SEO, search engine optimization. It can be complicated. So I am going to break this show down into four major sections, hopefully cover as much as I can, as quickly as I can.
Brilliant.
So today we'll talk about exactly what SEO is, why it's important, how to do it, and how to maintain it. Hmm. So to start, it's important to understand exactly what it is. So search engine optimization is simply the process of affecting the visibility of your website on a search engine, right? For what we call organic results.
Like if you did it in the olden days in the yellow pages, you wanted that business that started with an A, right?
Yes, that is true. Although now with search engines, you don't necessarily search alphabetically. Mm-hmm. So you just type in what you want. And everybody that I know wants to be on page one, of course. You know, we often get tasked with, yeah, Dave, I want to get, you know, build the website for us, and I want to be at the top of search engines, obviously. And mm-hmm. so I kind of...
Well, putting it there and maintaining it, I think, is the key word.
It really is. There's so much to it. And it's kind of funny when somebody says, yeah, I just want to get to the top of Google. I have to chuckle a little bit because it's like, yeah, I bet you do.
You
I really
and the whole world.
So, yeah, and if you ever do a search, just take note underneath your search. Google will put how many results for that particular search there are out on Google. And sometimes people think, you know, they get stuck in advertising mode. And they think, well, yeah, I'm just going to be on page one. It's like, you didn't see that there were 130 million other results based on your little... So what makes you think that you're going to be in the top 10?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's what it is. And what I like to talk about is the difference, subdivide exactly the pieces of SEO. And there are two. There's the technical and there's the content. They're equally important when it comes to search engine optimization. So we often get called for the technical to actually optimize a website and continued posts and whatever you have. But there's the element that most people that I've seen forget, and that is the content, right? So the content is equally as important as the technical. You know, you can't put lipstick on a pig and pretend it's going to be beautiful. Right?
Might so, be a good a hit on YouTube, though.
It might be. So what I'm saying is you can't just optimize crappy content and figure that Google's going to reward you with a great result on their search engine, which brings us to why it's important. Why is it really important to optimize your website? And the answer is 96% of all searchers click on an organic result over an advertisement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's really important to note here, and ask yourself, you know, and people that I get in arguments with marketers all the time. That's not true, Dave. People click on ads. Yes, absolutely, people click on ads.
True for me.
Google makes $60 billion proving that advertisements work.
$60 billion
a year, but only that represents 4%. 4% of all searchers. So 96% are not clicking on the ad.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So people want to scroll down just a little bit and see the organic or natural search results is what it's known as. So the essence of what I'm trying to say here is that, you know, if Google makes 95% of its money, $60 billion a year based on their ads, take a step back for a second and think about where those ads are placed. And it is the real estate of their SERP, the search engine result pages.
Mm-hmm.
that real estate is the most valuable real estate on the planet, mm-hmm. right? So they work very hard to maintain their status as the number one search engine in the world. And the only way they do that is by weeding out crappy results. They don't want perfectly optimized, crappy results on their search engine.
Right.
It'll be there, but it's not going to be there on the first 50 pages, right? Mm. If you want number one, don't even think about copying some content and just throwing something up.
Right.
You better have something awesome. And on top of that, you had better optimize it. Which brings me to the three. How do you do this? Now, there's this. I could go on for 3 months, and I often do. But for this show, I've only got a few minutes, so I'm just going to break this down as quickly as possible. Kind of the basics. Titles. The number one thing you want to think about when you're creating web pages are your titles. And here's how to think about it. Get inside your customer's head and think about how they are searching for you,
mm-hmm.
not how you would search for you. Super important. So, titles. 65 characters, including spaces or less, and put your, the rich snippets up front, meaning the most important words up front in your title. Mm-hmm. Think about your title long and hard. Meta tag descriptions, really important. If you ever look on a search result, when you search for something, you'll see the link that you can click on to go away from Google. Mm-hmm. Under that is a little sentence. That is the meta description, mm-hmm. which has to come from you. So do a great job of describing the page. Within when you're creating the page, whether you're in WordPress or whatever, make sure your meta description, 160 characters or less, including spaces, is extremely descriptive so that someone can start reading on Google what your page is about before they click. Google will reward you for this.
Hmm.
If you make it easier for your potential clients to understand what they're about to visit.
Right, so with the right keywords.
Exactly. There's keywords. Well, that's I have to be very, very specific here with my nomenclature. There's also keywords. There's a meta keywords, which at this point has been so abused, Google doesn't even really look at those keywords when it comes to the importance of getting ranked.
Hmm.
They do, however, look very closely at the title and that description that I said. So the meta description is a sentence, a brief sentence about exactly what you're about to visit. Okay, moving on. Make sure that your website has a great site structure, right? Make it very easy to navigate. Google takes this very seriously when it comes to what Google does is they come in with their bots or their spiders, and they come in and they read your site. They read in about a half a second,
mm-hmm.
everything that you have to offer, and they will check. And they part of their algorithm is they can check how organized you are, how easy you are making it for visitors to view your site. That's really important. Again, they don't want to give a great link, great result to someone who doesn't care about their website or
right.
ultimately doesn't care about their clients, which, you know, before they get to you, they're Google's clients.
Right.
So Google, again, if you want great search results, you want great SEO, you better pay attention to your site structure.
Hey, Dave, I have a question,
yeah.
and I want to throw this out there. If anyone would like to join the conversation, feel free to give us a call at 885-3565 and or shoot me an email live at khi.com and or comment on our Facebook post with Dave today. Quick question for you. I hate to pull you off topic. The search engine optimization, is it the same for everybody, or is it individually targeted? Like, for example, if I search golf balls,
mm-hmm.
is my search for golf balls going to be have a different listing than you, Dave? Dave's search for golf balls?
Excellent, excellent question. The answer is absolutely not. Everybody gets different results.
Aha.
Why? Google filters their raw content. Google, and well, not just Google, but for specifically we're talking about Google today. Google tracks everything everywhere you go,
mm-hmm.
especially if you're logged into Google, if you have a Gmail account.
Mm-hmm.
So they will personalize your results, right? So excellent question. And especially now, if you start doing local results, which is a big deal for us, we
mm-hmm.
do a lot of local SEO. You don't even have to type in, say, Auburn, California, golf balls.
Mm-hmm.
It will start looking because it knows those two words in conjunction together. They will understand, you're trying to find a product.
Mm-hmm.
At least we think you're trying to find a product. Okay, we're going to bring up in our results some golf ball stores.
Wow.
All right. So, but it all depends. There is no hard and fast rules. The Google algorithm is a very complicated thing. So you want to be very careful when you are thinking about creating your content and about delivering it and about optimizing it. So, but that I'm so glad you asked that question.
Google's so smart.
Well, yeah, it
They're
has
all
to
over
be.
The place,
they,
man.
They are. Whew. They've got a lot of money. They make a lot of money because they pay attention to every one of these details. And that's I could probably bring up local search results in a whole other show, and I would be happy to. And yeah, if anybody has a question, please call in. Hit me. Hit me right now.
885-3565.
Thank you. Okay, so more basics here. Backlinking. This is a big one. What's a backlink? A link from somebody else's website to yours. Mm-hmm. Google pays very close attention to how many links you have to your site. You can get in trouble with this. Some people have gotten their sites removed from Google because they've had a backlinking strategy, quote unquote, and they've linked their sites to very awful sites and have ended up getting their site removed from Google because Google can tell that you're trying to fake Google out with fake backlinks.
Wow.
Yeah, it's an awful thing.
It's amazing that they can even know that.
That's what they do. Again, they know. What I try to pass through to my clients is don't try to trick Google. Google will reward you if you are trying to give great content. They want it optimized. Yes, that is a given. But what they really are after is that killer content. Why? Well, because they want to remain the best search engine in the world. They want to give the links to the best content. Because think of it this way. If Google started rewarding crappy sites, would you continue to use Google?
No.
There you go. That's their $60 billion a year answer.
They're so good at targeting demographics.
Oh, yeah. There's another show right there for
us.
So backlinking. Get great backlinks. Make sure that they are organic, meaning have a real link from a great site back to yours. Mm-hmm. And we can go on another show about how to do that. Optimizing your content. And this includes, as I've touched on a couple, title, meta description, images. Images is a huge deal
really?
To Google. Yes, if you ever do a search, up on the very top, you're going to see web. The next word is images. Images are the second most popular thing searched for on Google. It's not there by mistake, that little link. It's there by design. Yeah.
Love it.
But you can optimize each and every image on your website, and it will help you. You can name the image. Mm-hmm. You can title the image. You can alt tag, alternate text, which is a very big deal.
Ooh.
You can describe the image. All those things in combination, in this orchestration of search engine optimization will help that specific page get found, and it will help explain to Google what the page is about, and that's what you want to do. That's the reason for good optimization. The technical nerdy stuff is help Google understand what you were trying to publish. They will reward you if you do it. But again, I go back to don't publish crappy content,
right?
Or they won't, because they can tell. It goes far beyond. We don't have enough time today to describe on the show, but they can understand what is and what is not good content. Other things, you can optimize your videos, you can optimize your directories, your folders within your website, your URLs, meaning the actual link. If you ever look up at the HTTP, look up there sometime and see. You can tell when a site has been optimized correctly. You will see some of those keywords up in that URL if they've done it correctly, and it's not really long in the URL, but you start describing to Google what the page is about before Google even reads it. Okay, other things, heading tags, right? There's a robots.txt. Make sure that you are mobile. Make sure you're mobile, you're responsive, optimized. That'll be a whole nother show right there. I know we're running out of time already. The content, as I've touched on, create great content.
Mm-hmm.
That's 50% of how you're going to get found on Google.
And they can tell if you're cheating.
Maintaining, I'll just say this since we're running out of time. Continue to create great content over time. Google will reward you for that because they love gobbling up new content. All this is available out of my site, daveworks.net. There's a link to my podcast. If you've missed any shows or you want to continue to listen to these shows, just click on the podcast link. It'll take you to iTunes and follow the steps. I'm going to leave you with two thoughts. Remember the difference, technical versus content in SEO. Also, get into your customer's head before optimizing your site. Next week, Google Plus. Do not miss next week. Google Plus. If you're not on, you're missing gigantic sales. See you next week.
Suburbs to the Donner Summit. You're listening to the Voice of the Foothills, AM 950, KAHI, Auburn.